excited. It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by NABCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by friends at NABCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at NABCOinc.com. Also, sponsor of Hour 3, Anderson Ford, who sandwiches the town.
The sandwich of
27th and I-80 and 33rd Yankee Hill. Anderson Ford, proud sponsor of Hour 3.
Can you still get a Ford Escort?
I don't think so. I don't think they make them.
The Escort is not. That was a
Kathy,
popular
car.
Kathy,
are you listening? Kathy drove one.
Yes, my sister. Yes.
Ford Escort.
They were incredible.
Yeah. She drove a blue.
Let us know if you still get it.
Kathy, chime in.
Mike Anderson, is there a chance to get a Ford Escort for Steve to test drive?
Kathy, please text me verify that you drove a blue Ford Escort.
Thank you. Oh, the sandwich.
I don't think they drove.
The sandwich of F-150s.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They sandwiched Lincoln.
Yeah, when you see him, too.
The corridor.
A massive sandwich right there. Imagine that We Are the World, if both sides drove together and met at O Street.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, they brought trucks in from O Street. I mean, from the south side and from the north side. They'd meet on 27th.
And where would you
27th
go?
27th and O. We'd meet at the...
Anderson Ford.
We'd meet at your restaurant. What restaurant?
What street is the one in the south?
Yankee Hill.
Okay.
That's about 27th also.
Yeah.
So basically, you just whip down 27th.
33rd, yeah, but very close.
And we'd meet at the Guatemalan restaurant.
The quiche place.
The quiche place. We'd meet and
get
quiche.
Which we still have not tried out yet.
We'd meet at the quiche restaurant at 27th and O.
Right
next to the hotel.
It's a place called Quiche.
That's where we're meeting
with Mike.
We're meeting right there at O Street.
Right there at O Street.
We got to get some quiche.
Yeah, get a quiche. Yeah.
That's the spot, okay?
That's We Are the World.
We Are the World right there. Thank you, Anderson.
Right. God, dang, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Right on 27.
Meet the Quiche. We can finally dine at the Quiche restaurant.
I like those people that are whipping up and down O Street. What do you call that when they're doing that? Joyriding?
Yeah.
Joyriding, they just stop in and get some Quiche.
you want to go? Yeah, Quiche to go, please.
Hey, out in the mill, by the way, right now is Bill Johnson.
And that is who?
He was a prominent assistant for Danny Nee during the big years. I mean, he's tied into Vincent. Vincent's coming back for this reunion.
He's organized the biggest reunion.
Vincent Hamilton.
My all-time favorite Nebraska ball player is coming back.
This is very amazing. I didn't really know
that. I was 7 years old, and Vincent Hamilton was incredible.
We shared
in 1998.
Yeah. Vincent, the Lou Vincent team.
Oh, Hamilton.
Bill, inside, outside, you remember.
Yeah.
I mean, inside, you can seldom find a better inside-outside tandem than Vincent and Lou. They were incredible. So Vincent's coming back for this February 14th.
I cannot miss that.
February 14th reunion. A bunch of guys are. Lou's supposed to come back. Ty Lou.
Okay, I'll be there. You've sold me.
Not sure if you're invited, but...
Well, I'm not going to go. I'll be at the game.
I don't think you're even been asked to come.
Damn it.
I'll be there.
There's a game, right? But it's the game that
day. Northwestern.
Can you imagine them all getting together over at the PBA at some big area, some suite, and they're having cocktails and food, and Jake's there in his Nebraska basketball.
my juvenile jacket.
And his point is simple. That's Vincent right there. That's him. That's Lou. There he is right there.
Vincent, Lou, Glock. There's a lot of guys on this list that they're supposed to be coming.
Markowski?
I imagine. But Lou is supposed to come back. They're on break. The NBA's on break. I think would it be the All-Star
break? Probably All-Star,
right? Yeah.
Piakowski?
I don't know.
He wasn't
that.
On that. He wasn't on that team. He was before that team.
I can't name that team except Lou.
I think I believe Cookie Belcher might have been on that team.
Now, time out. Now, is it just that team?
No, this is just how I'm saying, Jake.
It's a good question. Okay. This is all alumni.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good question. Yeah,
this isn't just the '98 team coming back.
We're just fixing.
We got to get Vince and Hamilton right here in this seat, sitting in studio with us. That'd be great.
Well, let's reach out to him.
Yeah, we share
maybe Twitter.
We could ask.
Yeah, we share that. Vincent was made. I don't know if I can name my all-time favorite, but Vince would be really high.
Right now our mill location here is incredible. We got Bill Johnson. We got the Purdue wrestling team. We got a couple people from not the team, but
their nutritionist staff is here. And we talked to them about that. So they're doing their carbs and proteins and stuff. And she, I asked her, are we doing a lot of carbs? He goes, not till after weigh-in, like that. So yeah, there's a protocol. Like that. And then
not
Hoops is
no,
we have Thomas Filianco has been on this. He's like 6'10" and he's sitting in one of our cubicles.
I walk back there and all of a sudden Hoops is in a cubicle. I go, what is we have a cast of characters here. We are a sitcom.
Office is here, right?
Yes.
Right now, unofficially.
Unofficially.
It's
basically straight squatter. 100% squatter.
Yeah, he's definitely squatting.
He's squatter. He has no
pays for his coffee.
I don't know what that but he's straight. Yeah, that'd be also like me. You know, officing over here at the Hampton Inn. Yeah, I'm not really supposed to be there.
You can do it.
I see Bill at 9 o'clock walking across the street. Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Here for my shift over here.
I think what Hoops has got us with is that now you just think he's supposed to be here. I think it's kind of like, well, yeah, he's got an office, and now he's sitting at the cubicle. And I go, well, it didn't really shock me. And I'm like, but I don't think he works here.
No.
He has his own cubicle.
What's the new hotel across from the Journal Star?
That'd be the Drury Inn.
Or the old Journal Star.
Yeah, the Drury Inn.
They have a park.
Opened up last week.
How are they going to do that with a parking lot? Are they going to have an attendant? That's prime parking.
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's prime parking. You see that? Because simple, I could go over there and squat office. I mean, just going.
I'm going to guess you need a room key to get in there.
Okay.
I'm not sure how you get in there right off the bat.
Parking?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Anyway. All right, Bill Johnson's here. Bill, who else?
Yeah. By the way, we're on the topic. Yeah. Nebraska basketball does play tomorrow.
Yeah, it's really big.
At Indiana.
Like at 9 a.m.
11 a.m. feels like 9 a.m.
11 a.m.
11 a.m. tomorrow.
You can do this, Bill. Yeah.
That's a lot for me. But, yeah, so I'll be up by 11. Trust me. I will be up by 11.
Yeah, we got to watch that game.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be watching that game.
Nebraska. Run down on Indiana?
Well, they just beat Maryland by 16 points. Yeah. Of course, we watched
it
Wednesday night.
You said that they were not good. I'm saying
the matchup is good, and I don't think they're that good.
I don't have Indiana probably going to win at all.
Well, more disrespect here. I told you guys. When Nebraska played at Ohio State, ESPN, the analytics said that Ohio State had a 60% chance to win that game, which they did. They lost.
Yeah, tell them.
As of right now, again, the spread's not out yet, but ESPN's analytics has Indiana 70% chance to beat Nebraska tomorrow morning.
Okay.
That's the 10th ranked team in the country you're talking about, that. ESPN.
Let's dance.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't get it. I haven't seen it from them.
Road games in big conferences are just so hard. They're just so hard.
Okay, this is what Fred said. He said,
hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Early Break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Now, he did say this. He said Indiana was one of the few teams that could match Nebraska's experience. It's a team that's got a lot of firepower. He called Lamar Wilkerson one of the elite guards in college basketball who has Keisei Tominaga range.
Ooh.
Okay, and then there's the Darian DeFries thing.
So Wilkerson's averaging, by the way, 19.5 points per game.
Okay. Now, Darian, you guys will be intrigued by Darian. Say his name,
please. DeFries.
DeFries. He's good, but odd. Odd player.
What,
no Tucker. Explosion.
Tucker's the kid. Darian's the head coach.
Tucker. Oh, yeah, Tucker's the kid. Very odd player, Bill. I don't know what to make of him. He's good. He kind of reminds me of a very poor man's Larry Bird. Like, he does no explosion. I don't get him. They won't have any problems with him.
But he's averaging 14.8 per game.
Wow. Like
he scores. He knows how to score.
Yeah, kind of.
5 rebounds a game for him. Tucker DeFries.
Should be okay.
Nebraska had a very good success against Indiana when it was Mike Woodson as the head coach. They definitely had a winning record over Woodson. He's no longer there.
They needed to move on.
He had an incredible goatee.
And an incredible dressing acumen. He dressed like
it's the old school suit.
Yep, beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And he did not have cheap suits.
No. They were really, it's like we grew up seeing people in. Oh, that was a great suit.
He was known to attend a Capital Cigar Lounge in South Lincoln before a game.
With Swim.
Yes.
Yeah.
And AD and Raph.
Yeah.
Did he text Swim? I wonder if he text Swim to meet him there.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I don't
probably
know
not.
That. They'll be better than a Woodson team, probably.
What was wrong with him, with Woodson? Because he had good talent. I mean, he had some good players that went there. Mm-hmm. Some highly rated players that just did not work out for Mike Woodson.
I don't think those teams were particularly disciplined, for one thing.
Have those sweet
warm-ups. They weren't put together well. They looked like some of the old Nebraska teams that I used to say, it looks like they just got a bunch of guys and threw them on the court and hoped it worked.
There's a lot of palms up.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad body language.
We talked about that. Like, man, there's some bad body language.
I love Nebraska tomorrow, almost like Ohio State.
You did guarantee a win at Ohio State. They won by three that game.
I love Nebraska.
We need it so bad just to be undefeated for the next home game.
Oregon.
Yeah. 8 p.m. next Tuesday.
Give me the rundown on the record because I think we're going to 20-0.
So Nebraska has won 19 straight. I got to repeat, Nebraska basketball has won 19 straight games dating back to last year. If they beat Indiana, it's 20 straight. Then they will host Oregon on Tuesday. Oregon is, by the way, 8-8 this year.
Really down. Really hard to watch.
Then they will head to Northwestern next Saturday, who is 8-7. They pushed Michigan State last night, lost by 10, though. They're up at halftime.
Okay.
At East Lansing,
tough
lost
game,
by 10.
Usually, yeah.
Then Nebraska will host Washington, who is 9-6.
Nothing.
Then you go to Minnesota, who's just beat Iowa at home.
What would their record be if they win them all?
So that'd be 20, 21, 20. They'd be 23 straight wins.
I know, but what would their record be this year?
They'd be 19-0 heading to Minnesota if they win all those games.
Now, hang on now. Time out. Wow. I agree with this. We gotta push back a little bit on this 19-0.
I don't know.
Excuse me, 20. They'd be 20-0 going to Minnesota.
No, I'm not really pushing back.
We have to let last year go. We can't keep counting the last year's games.
No, I'm just
Jake keeps counting last year's
Everyone's games. Counting last year's games.
No, not everyone.
Only three teams ended last year winning.
Right now, if you go to ESPN and they talk about Nebraska, they're not talking about that at all.
But if you look at the analytics, it says longest win streak is Nebraska. And it does say 19 up there. It goes back to last year.
But they're not talking about it when they say that. So we need to be cautious with that one.
Nebraska's fan base will rightfully so keep saying that because they have not lost since before the crown to Iowa.
Next games are all, I think they're all W's, and I don't believe in jinxes, so don't jump me on that. Just stop it, Sipple. Stop it. You're going to jinx. No, I don't believe in jinxes. They're just better than
that. They overcame your jinx during the game on Monday. They won.
Thing.
You did say you guaranteed a win. They had a big run to now then
they
tie
did.
It up.
After, they got a little
and Nebraska pulled away.
Did they ever tie it up? I thought they got down one.
Might have been that.
Yeah.
During the jinx.
Yeah. There's no jinx, Bill. There's no jinx.
Unless Jake jinxed him going for the U.
Yeah, Bill believes that me somehow rooting for the U last night has jinxed
basketball. Yeah, it's out of the blue.
It was out of the blue.
I mean,
I got excited.
That's like me right now. It's coming in like with a Jags jersey on.
I think you should.
Jags! Please do that,
all
Bill.
All of a sudden you like the Jags.
Yeah, also like, no, I love them.
If they win
those
Sunday, you better wear
me?
A Jags jersey on Monday.
Playing their tails off. Love it.
Like their style.
Yeah, like their style, yeah. Like, no, I know like two other players.
Now, Robin's going to this game, right?
Robin is en route. Yeah, he's going to all the road games.
Is he driving it? Is he?
I don't know.
Is he going to Rutgers in early February?
I don't think that. I don't know that, though. I don't know for sure. I don't know what that.
If there's two gyms you need to see in the Big Ten, it's Minnesota and Rutgers. I mean, Rutgers probably seats 8,000. It's probably built like in the 40s.
Minnesota's legit. Yeah. I see what you're saying about Minnesota.
Don't they call that the barn?
Yeah.
The barn.
Yeah. And it's odd because you're seated below the court if you're covering the game, you know. It's odd.
So you're counting a win tomorrow.
Yes.
You're saying win. Bill, are you on board with that or not?
I am.
It's a tough one.
It's a really tough one.
I'm telling you, the matchup's not bad.
As Bill said, the crowd should not be crazy because it's 11 a.m.
It won't be a crazy crowd.
And they have the football game tonight. So they're going to be
Football fans
will be up late.
They win that thing tonight. All of a sudden.
Good point.
What if all of a sudden I thought they fly back tomorrow and who shows up at halftime?
Cignetti?
Six rolls onto the court. We'll see you guys in Miami. Would that place go nuts?
Yeah, it would.
It would go nuts.
Could he get back?
What if all of a sudden?
Yes, they could get back.
Oh, absolutely. 100% they get back for that if they could. Can you imagine this one? They're down. All of a sudden, it's the game goes to overtime, uh-huh. And Sigs grabs the mic. He comes out like that and grabs the mic. Imagine that crowd.
If he grabs a clipboard.
He has a clipboard.
What if all
Move over to Breeze. I got this.
That would be the best. Sigs in their drawn-up plays.
That would be incredible. Against
Nebraska. Sit out here for a second to Breeze.
Imagine Fred's face. Oh, great. Oh, great. Cignetti's here. Great.
Hey, hold on now. No, hold on. I want to back up. You think there's a scenario where Indiana would win tonight and then get back to campus, and at halftime, Sigs would
probably be a little bit, yeah. Could it happen? Yeah, but probably not. Probably
stay away.
If this game was a mid afternoon or night game, Sigs would be showing up. Yeah, he'd be there if they won this game.
11 a.m.
He'd be there. The 11 a.m. is what kicks it. But there's not a lot of people in Indiana right now really concerned about the Indiana Nebraska basketball game. They have one focus. That's tonight.
That helps Nebraska.
Yeah, it does.
There's a lot to help that. Yeah. Yeah, matchup helps Nebraska. That helps Nebraska. Like just. This is a win.
11 a.m. tomorrow, Nebraska at Indiana on BTN. You can watch that game.
Okay.
And then back home against Oregon Tuesday, which I think we'll try to go to that.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. That's all. Me and Steve will
not
be there.
It's a non-starter for me.
Yeah, that's impossible.
When we come back, look at Indiana, Oregon tonight, as well as the playoff game.
Did anyone skip school today? I wonder if any of the kids skip
school.
Please chime in.
Yes. That's next on Early Break of the Ticket.